Let's talk a little bit about NASA, because we've got the space shuttle, such as it is, but it's got a retirement date, I guess. And there's going to be a number of years where the United States, I guess, is not going to launch anything at all. We're going to be out of the space business, more or less. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. It's an unbelievable situation that we're going to be in. But the shuttle fleet, which of course started off being five and now is down to three, has about 14 missions ahead of it. And so it's kind of even not certain whether all 14 can be accomplished by those three shuttles in that length of time. But nevertheless, that is the agenda. So it's a very high flight rate for them. And between when that shuts down in 2010, they'll all be mothballed. Michael Griffin, who's the NASA administrator, as you know, has said recently that they do not see any way that we will have a transportation system, the Orion system, before 2015. So America will be, in fact, we have appropriated congressionally over a billion dollars a year for transportation expenses that will be applicable to those points in time from 2010 to 2015 or beyond.
So from 2010 to 15, we're not going to space. There's nothing that we have no vehicles that could get us there.
That's as far as the federal program is concerned. Now, there is a caveat to that. There are two caveats to that. The first caveat is that Congress shoved and pushed to its credit, so we have to give them a little credit, not too much. We don't want to get carried away, but a little credit. They shoved and pushed, and they forced NASA to embrace the private sector in a transportation program called COTS, and that's an alternative transportation program to the lunar program that NASA is trying to implement. So they took a sum of money, a little less than $500 million, appropriated over a five-year period, so say averaging $100 million per year. Now, that's a lot of money, but you got to keep something in mind here. Everything is relative, right? So there's $500 million that was awarded to two private companies, and that's out of a sum of money that's going to be at least $90 billion that NASA will have that will be appropriated to NASA over the course of that 5 years. So out of $90 billion, about $475 million was given to the private sector to say, hey, take this money and go do what we need to have done to get a transportation system to the ISS and back in that five-year period of time. So the money was actually pretty much divided equally, well, not quite equally, but one company got a little more than the other between those two companies, and they are SpaceX and Kistler Rocket Plane.
Uh-huh.
And they have been in the news a lot because they are trying to succeed, and they have a huge challenge ahead of them.
During those years that the United States may not be flying at all, the Russians will be. So the Russians sort of inherit the space station. right?
Isn't that great? I mean, the Americans will have spent, this is really interesting, the Americans will have spent $100 billion by 2010.
Right.
After all the launches on the shuttles are done and all the modules and everything else, they will have spent $100 billion. And they have no friggin' way of getting there.
My God.
Yeah.
No way to get there.
That's
so,
right.
So
that's
the only people that could get us there, we'd have to beg a ride on a Russian spacecraft.
You got it. And right now, the Russians have agreed to 2011 to price those seats at $21,800,000. And after that, all bets are off.